Morning, Brooke.
Morning, Fred. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Oh, hanging in.
You're hanging in there. All right,
yes,
good.
Sir.
Well, the cover story, a very important issue, and that is MVEDA, the Mesilla Valley Economic Development Group, and they are working on bringing new businesses to town and helping businesses here already grow. And your headline here on the cover story I see is that they're behind in some areas and ahead in others. Sounds kind of like a lot of us.
Yeah, really. No, they're having a pretty good year, Davin Lopez said. It's just on a few areas they'd like to bring up. You know, they compare where they are right now to what they project and what they would like to do for the year. Their fiscal year runs like a lot due from July 1st to June 30th. And Davin Lopez, the president and CEO, is going to be speaking tomorrow at their meeting and go over some of the numbers and some of what's going on year to date with them. And they're having a pretty good year. They're finding what they call a nice balance. You know, the group wants to, like you pointed out, bring businesses here, but they also want to help businesses here also expand and add jobs. And they're saying that this year, there is about 60-40 between bringing new business and, you know, trying to find prospects and leads and that sort of stuff, and helping ones that are already on the ground here in the county. He said last year they saw it was mainly new company interest coming to town, but this year there's more of a balance, so that's helping. And he thinks that might be a sign that market conditions here locally are changing, and that local companies are feeling a little bit more, you know, positive, I guess. Because if they're more willing to talk about expanding, and, you know, a lot of these prospects and leads and stuff, they don't necessarily mean they're going to follow through. You know, they bring in a lot more people than actually show up. And that's just the way it is in, you know, in economic development. But they're bringing in groups of people. They said they had one group that was potentially wanted to ask about having 500 people who were IT trained or IT ready, that sort of stuff. So whether our area could handle that or not is another thing. But it's just interesting to hear the different projects that are potentially looking into the area and that sort of thing.
You may not have gotten into this in terms of your interview, but I have to wonder, like I'm sure so many people are, if this job that they're doing is more difficult in some ways than it has ever been, because we have this enormous dependence on federal funding in this area. And, you know, there is so much in terms of businesses being unsure about what the economic situation is going to be like because of the cuts to federal spending.
Yeah, no, and he said it's, you know, there's an obvious nobody has a crystal ball type thing, so it's really hard to project what will happen. But there's no doubt, and we talked about this a little bit, that sequestration, the cuts in federal spending will make a big difference, because, like you said, you know, you get government contractors and people like that who might want to move to our area, maybe be close to White Sands, that sort of stuff, and maybe they won't have near as much business. Maybe they won't look to expand or move.
Yeah.
So, you know, it maybe won't affect the ones who are going closer to the border. And that's where a lot of the action seems to be taking place right around now, is in the southern county with Union Pacific putting up their huge, you know, intermodal facility, and some of the stuff that's going on down there. The maquiladora industry is really going well. So it might not affect the ones who want to go down there and be suppliers so much to Mexico. But, you know, the ones who may want to come here and be close to White Sands or the military bases, you know, it could very well affect. I wouldn't be surprised if it did.
Yeah, so it'll be very interesting to watch and see, especially since, regardless of what happens with sequestration, we also have budget negotiations that will be occurring this year, and then another increase in the debt limit. And so I think it's this constant crisis mode that we're in terms of what will federal funding look like, and without some assurance, you can understand why a lot of businesses would be reluctant to make large investments.
No, there's a definite fatigue level with that.
Yeah.
You know, you keep getting beat over the head with it, or keep hearing it over and over again. People are going to contract.
Yeah.
Or if not contract, they're just going to sit tight.
Yeah, exactly.
Basically.
All right. Well, on a brighter news, we have your profile, as we always do. And this is a business I have not heard of yet, but I now know a little about it through the business section in today's Las Cruces Sun News. It's called CC's Bath Bar.
Yeah, it's a natural skin care product. business, and it's stuff that is made locally. It's on 129 East Loman Avenue, and the owner is Natalie Chadbourne, and it's a very interesting place. It's in the Aurora Plaza is where that's at, and it's like I said, it's all natural, some locally made products, and you know, they have the shelves lined with liquid and bar soaps, foot scrubs, you know, bath salts, body spray, different things, shampoos, pretty much anything you can think of to go along with that business. And a lot of the products are made with, like I said, natural and local products. Things like they pointed out, you know, different oils, olive oil, coconut oil, soybean oil, different things. And fragrances made from flowers, and there's goat milk in some of the... So it's an interesting little local shop that has a different kind of product.
Certainly a trend in that industry. All right, what else is new this week?
Well, we have Mesilla Valley Kitchen. Not Mesilla Valley Kitchen, excuse me. Mountain View Market. I was thinking MVA. Mountain View Market has always had a little bit of a sort of like a snack-type place within their building. And now they've expanded into an actual little eatery, which is up at 120 South Water Street. It used to be Late Night Lunchbox, if some people remember that place. And
so they still have their cafe in their store, and then this is another place. Is that the case?
Yeah, another little place open out there. And it'll have, you know, smoothies, sandwiches, espressos, soup, salads, that sort of stuff, all with love, locally owned or organic and locally sourced things. So another interesting little locally owned place, the Haciendas at Grace Village, which we've talked about a couple times. They're a cover story of mine before. They have their assisted living facility specializing in Alzheimer's disease and dementia care. And they're at 2808 Corte Dios, and which is just off Morningstar Drive, and they've recently opened another building, Building B. They have Building A open, up and running, and now Building B is open. And you can get their website and phone number and stuff off my What's New. And then Three Crosses Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu has partnered up with Gracie Barra, which is a nationwide chain of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu places. Hope I'm saying Jiu-Jitsu right.
It's Monday morning. You always get a pass.
Appreciate that. And they're at 421 Avenue de Mesilla, and they're going to have a grand opening celebration on March 16th.
Okay.
Another interesting little business.
Yes, absolutely. All right. We got new food and then where to work off the food. All right. Well,
that's right.
Babbling Brook this week, March is National Start a Business Month, and we have about 45 seconds.
Okay. Yeah. So many people maybe have been told you should start a business, or they've always wanted to start a business. And whether that's a good idea or not, there's a lot of help available for you to either be told no, you know, you're not in a good place, or, you know, to find help, whether you want to find financing or how to write a business plan or how to approach investors. There's a lot of free help available. There's SCORE, WestCORE, and the Small Business Development Center right here in Las Cruces. And I get into that and give contact information and addresses and all that stuff for people to find.
Okay, very good. So you can get all that information and more on all of those stories in today's Las Cruces Sun News. Brooke Stockberger is the business editor at the Sun News. He joins us every Monday on Morning Edition. Brooke, thanks for being here.
Oh, no problem. Thank you, Fred.